This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, dictating independent medical examination today on a patient named William Beans, B as in boy, E-A-N-S, as Nancy S. This will be, you can simply say, to whom it may concern. William Beans is a 46-year-old a gentleman who was seen at this office for independent medical examination in the specialty of orthopedic surgery, period. This gentleman comes with outside medical records, which have been reviewed, period. This gentleman describes a work injury that occurred during employment overseas as a warehouseman, period. He was working for an employer, V, as in Victor, 2X, period. This employment involved repeated lifting of boxes weighing 30 to 60 pounds on a repeated basis, a period. He has done this type of work for kitchen supplies since 2007, period. This particular injury occurred on the night of November 17, 2013, period. This resulted in significant back pain, for which he went to the emergency room in Iraq. Early on November 18, period, he was given the pain medication at that time period. New paragraph subsequent care was following his return to Thailand, where he has an apartment period. He returned to Thailand 4 days later on November 22, 2023 period. He saw an orthopedic surgeon in Thailand period. These records have been reviewed period. An MRI study was performed as well period. The MRI study was performed on December 1, 2023 period. This showed extensive areas of age-related degenerative disc disease, L3 to S1, the period. There was, however, a posterolateral disc herniation at L3, L4 with some compression of the exiting L3 nerve root period. There was a smaller L5 S1 disc protrusion that had minimal compression of the S1 nerve root on the left side, period. New paragraph. This gentleman has a significant past history of ongoing low back pain since 2008, period. He states that he has had extensive treatment in the past with physical therapy and pain medicine and muscle relaxants. Period. However, the pain was not sufficient to interfere with his ability to work. Period. Following this injury on November 17, 2023, he has not returned to work. Period. Perhaps at present, he has complaints of low back pain that is relatively modest, with some extension into the left upper thigh area. Period. This is consistent with the disc herniation at L3, L4. Well, leave out that sentence. Leave that last sentence out. Thanks. New paragraph. His past medical history is otherwise unremarkable. Period. He is otherwise healthy, without significant medical problems. Period. Social. New paragraph. Social history. Non-smoker. Non-drinker. Period. New paragraph on examination today. This gentleman is moderately obese, or actually moderately overweight at 6 feet and 235 pounds, period. He has some subjective tenderness over the paralumbar muscles, period. There is no evidence of increased back pain with axial compression or pelvis rotation, period. There is a negative straight leg raising test in the sitting and the supine position, period. Distal reflexes of his ankles and knees are normal and symmetric, period. There's no signs of muscular atrophy in the lower extremities, period. A sensation in the lower extremities is intact, period. He has some slight decrease in sensation to light touch in the left upper thigh only, period. He has mild complaints of cushion. He has mild complaints of low back pain with the prone flexion test, period. New paragraph questions to be resolved. Number one, a detailed history has been described above, as well as the physical examination, period. Paragraph number two, the diagnosis on of this gentleman's condition is herniated, symptomatic herniated lumbar disc, L3, L4, in conjunction with age-related degenerative disc disease, L3 to S1, period. New paragraph number three, this gentleman's injury is this gentleman's injury fact number three, it is reasonable that this gentleman's herniated lumbar disc at L3, L4 is work-related, period. However, the degenerative disc disease at the multiple levels of the lumbar spine are not work-related, period. This gentleman has previously been prescribed ARCOXIA, which is arthritis pain medication, period. Sufficient. Period. This gentleman only needs non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications on an as-needed basis. Period. Paragraph number five. This gentleman's current treatment plan of rest and anti-inflammatory medications is appropriate. Period. However, I would recommend the addition of a 90-degree inversion table for home use on a daily basis over the next. Month, and then on an ongoing basis, a daily for maintenance and prevention of further problems. Period. This 90-degree inversion table is from a company called Invertrac. Period. The website is Invertrac.com. Period. It is a nominal cost of only approximately $300 a period. I believe this is the only additional treatment that is needed. Period. It is recommended that he use the table at his home for 3 minutes first thing in the morning and last thing at night in his bedroom. Period. It is reasonable to conclude that with this regimen, no other treatment would be necessary. Period. Paragraph number, next number. Assuming this treatment plan is adhered to, my opinion that maximum medical improvement will be reached within 6 weeks of beginning the Invertrac treatment that he can do on his own independently with minimal cost. Period. Paragraph number seven. This, with the adherence to the above treatment, it is my estimate that this gentleman can return to work in 6 weeks. Period. Paragraph number eight. In the meantime, this gentleman could work with restrictions to avoid lifting more than 20 pounds. Period. it would be it would be my opinion that this restriction is a temporary nature, assuming is successful use of the Infotrack is made. Period. New paragraph. Sincerely, me, Dr. Alexander Doman, DOMAN, MD, dictating. Thank you.